You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
It's one thing to speak the hard word, and another to heal with that hard word.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, our Father, in the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have spoken the hard word of judgment against our sins. He died for us. Now, Father, speak to us the word of forgiveness for the sake of your Son who died for us. Forgive us our sins. Help us to speak truth to one another in the spirit of love, that the hard word we may have to speak may not just hurt, but heal the hurts of mankind. Help us to speak truth in love and become mature men and women, growing up to the stature of Christ himself. In his name we pray. Amen. Speaking the truth takes nerve. Speaking the truth in love takes heart. There are people around who have a lot of heart, but no nerve. There are others who have lots of nerve, but no heart. It takes both nerve and heart to speak the hard word of truth in such a way that it becomes a healing word. St. Paul said to the Ephesians that speaking the truth in a spirit of love is the beginning of maturity. Speaking truth in love, he said, let us grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Everything comes back, as it always does in the gospel, to Christ. He is the head, the heart and core of everything. He died for our sins. Through him we have redemption. From him we receive forgiveness. And in him we enjoy life. It is real life, born in the hearts of people who have stood at the foot of his cross and know what it took in the heart of God to forgive them. The cross of Christ is true. The truth hurts. It hurt him, and it hurts everyone who hears it. It pierces the pretensions of our humanity. It is a hard word, stripping away the masquerades and the veneer with which we try to cover up our frailties and our failures. The hard word of truth in Jesus Christ heals. It is meant for people who are hurt and sick and despondent and despairing. It is a liberating word. It is the word of Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is the announcement of salvation from God in Jesus Christ. It cuts through the lies and the phoniness by which people try to keep God off at arm's length. He is the truth, and his Son is the very embodiment of his truth. He wants you to belong to his family, his people. That hard and healing word is in Jesus Christ. A young couple stood in the divorce court after having been married, apparently happily, for a number of years. They had two children. Now they claimed irreconcilable differences as the basis for dissolving their marriage. Their friends were astonished. You never fought, they said. You were the picture of the ideal couple. the story emerged of years of smiling, of gentle exteriors, when inwardly the hostility smoldered, the anger burned. It all erupted one day in an uncontrollable rage that shocked both of them. They weren't the same people who had stood before the altar on their wedding day. Of course they were not. They just pretended they were. That burst of anger was the first real thing that had happened in their marriage for a long time. The irreconcilable difference was really just a hard word that needed to be spoken. It revealed truth, uncomfortable truth. The fairy tale was over. It is like that old story of the emperor's new clothes, where a dim-witted emperor was duped by a sly tailor into believing that he could wear the most beautiful, invisible clothing in the whole world. He rode naked through crowds of his subjects, all of whom were intimidated into cheering him and complimenting him on his wardrobe. Only one small child had the courage to say aloud, "The emperor doesn't have any clothes on." It was a hard word, the naked truth. Somebody had to say it. It's a tough job to speak the hard word to a friend, to a beloved partner, to a revered institution, to a whole mass of people who have gone along with a lie. You have to put yourself on the line in order to do that. You know what it's like to be on the receiving end of a hard word. It starts out when we are children. We play at the table and a milk glass tumbles to the floor. Parents scold and say words we don't like and don't quite understand. But the very tone of their voice lets us know that we are getting the hard word. The older we get, the harder those words become and the more sense they make. Some parents are experts at giving children hard words, which can scar and damage for years to come. It's one thing to speak the hard word and another to heal with that hard word. That has to be done in love. It happens all the time. Parents refuse to budge from the principles they've set up for their children. But they make it quite clear that they love. Their love makes it necessary to say this hard word. When the truth is spoken in love, it becomes a healing word. Wherever there are close relationships, there are going to be hard words. Wherever two or three are gathered intimately together, there are bound to be some hard words. If there aren't, there probably are no relationship and no intimacy at all. Even St. Paul and St. Peter got into it one day. Paul tells us what happened. When Peter came to Antioch, I had to oppose him publicly, speaking strongly against what he was doing, for it was very wrong. When he first arrived, he ate with the Gentile Christians who don't bother with circumcision and with many other Jewish laws. Afterwards, when some Jewish friends of James came, he wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore because he was afraid of what those Jewish legalists, who insist that circumcision was necessary for salvation, would say. Then all the other Jewish Christians and even Barnabas became hypocrites too, following Peter's example, though they certainly knew better. When I saw what was happening, and that they weren't being honest about what they really believed and weren't following the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of all the others, "Though you are a Jew by birth, you have long since discarded the Jewish laws. So why all of a sudden are you trying to make these Gentiles obey them? You and I are Jews by birth, not mere Gentile sinners. And yet we Jewish Christians know very well that we cannot become right with God by obeying our Jewish laws, but only by faith in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. So we too have trusted Jesus Christ that we might be accepted by God because of faith and not because we have obeyed the Jewish laws. For no one will ever be saved by obeying them. Acceptance with God, said St. Paul, comes from believing in Christ." That's putting it on the line. It was the truth. It was spoken in love. The idea was not to run down Peter or to make him look like an ignoramus. It was not to say, "I am better than you and you are worse than I." It was love, with the main thought for other people who might be hurt by that tragic mistake. It took courage. If Peter was tempted to fight back, we never hear of it. He recognized the truth and the spirit in which it was offered. like the big man he was, he came around all the way. The hard word hurts, particularly when it comes from a close friend who knows the real you, so that his word pierces through the defensive armor you have built around yourself. The hard word hurts most of all when it comes from God, who really knows us. He has plenty of hard words for us. He speaks in judgment. The hard word of God is heard in the crashings and whippings of life. Many people react angrily to his hard word, and I can understand why they do. They don't see his love, in which every hard word of his is spoken. The great God doesn't want anyone to destroy himself. He would that the wicked would turn from his way and live. He talks about all our righteousness as filthy rags, and he hits the nail right on the head. It's pretty tawdry business. The worst kind of unrighteousness is the pretense of people that they are righteous. That's one thing even God finds hard to break through. The toughest people in the world to reach are pious people who have never done anything wrong, or so they think. The hardest words of our Lord were reserved for righteous people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. If the hard word hurts, that is not its purpose. Its purpose, when it is spoken in love, is to heal. The trouble with so many hard words is that they only hurt so deeply sometimes that healing can never occur. They tear down instead of building up. They wound rather than heal. The answer to all of that is not to speak no hard words. They're going to be spoken anyway. The thing is to speak those hard words of our world in love, learning at the foot of Christ's cross from the heart of God how to speak in love. Anybody who has really stood there at Christ's cross knows what I'm talking about. Anybody who's never stood there probably doesn't. If the hard word spoken by husband to wife or father to son only hurts, then the speaker needs a few hard words himself. The hard word then is that Christ will have none of that. Let the truth be spoken in love, said St. Paul. That's the way to grow up in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. Each part in its own special way helps the other parts, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. We could use some of that today in our families, in our world, in the church, wherever it may be. There are plenty of hard words, but they need to be spoken in love so that they become healing words. The great thing about the hard word spoken in love is that it has the power of God's Holy Spirit behind it. He is the Spirit of Christ. Christ said that he would send his Spirit to give strength to his people. I see that happening when ordinary people like ourselves learn how to speak the hard word in love. I was told about a businessman who was slowly dying of cancer in a large metropolitan hospital. The doctors knew it was cancer. The family knew it was cancer. And the patient himself suspected it was cancer. The pain grew worse day by day, but nobody would say a word except, "We'll see. We'll have more tests tomorrow." The man was almost in despair until a young intern showed up one day and said to him, "It's hard for me to tell you this, sir, but you've got cancer that is killing you, and there's not much we can do to stop it at this point. You may live 2 weeks or maybe 2 months." Much to the intern's surprise, the patient smiled, shook the hand of the young man, and said, "Thank you, son. That's the kindest thing anybody has said to me in the last 6 months." The man lived a full life for the next 3 months. He said goodbye to his friends, forgave his enemies, and found a new strength in his faith that he never knew was there before. He died at peace with God, with the world, and with himself. God's word cuts through the false hopes of man. What's the use of acting as if there's nothing wrong? There is something radically wrong. The fact is that not one of us is going to be saved on our own. We have all sinned and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of us. There's only one way to be put right with God: freely, by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God set forth to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins, that he might pass judgment upon every man in Christ, and might still set everything right, justifying everyone who believes in Jesus. That's a hard word, and a healing one. It is there for the engineer who's putting this program on the air. And it's there for you, wherever you are, listening to it. It's God's word, his own hard word in Jesus Christ. It is healing love, atoning for the sins of our world. God's own last word is the resurrection of his son from the dead, his healing word. By resurrection, he declared Jesus Christ to be the Son of God with power. He gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee might bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's a word that goes beyond the barriers of life into eternity. It is healing news, good news, with a word hard beyond compare. It's the word of the cross where the Son of God died. And it's a word from the open tomb from which he came forth alive. With a Lord like that, you can have the courage to tell the truth, hard as it is, and to do it in love that heals. Speaking the truth in love, we grow up to Christ, who is the head of everything. Parents, do you find yourselves reprimanding, scolding, shouting at your children only because it makes you feel good? Think again. Those words damage. It could be even worse if you spoke no hard words at all for fear of hurting the feelings of your children. Children need and want limits. They expect hard words. They appreciate the hard word spoken in love. If parents can do that, so can children. Hard words are not unknown from children to their parents. Now's a good time to learn, my young friends, the secret of the hard word. Speak it in love, and you cement your parents to your soul with bonds that cannot be broken. Say, if we can do that at home, we can do it anywhere. You can do it in business, and even in church. Employers and teachers, employees and students, the secret is there to be learned and to be practiced. The secret of a mature life, to speak the hard word so that it heals, to speak the truth in love. So God speaks to you. Speak to one another the hard word that heals, because it is spoken in love. Amen.